Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh. And here on Radio Access Sessions, we'd like to highlight some of the great and fun things happening in the Bismarck Mandan community. And here today to talk to us about one of those things is Anita Casey Reed, a volunteer with the Cinema 100 Film Society. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
So the first question is, what is Cinema 100? I already said it's a film society, but what does that mean?
It is. We're an all-volunteer nonprofit group, and we're dedicated to bringing a diverse array of films to the Bismarck Mandan community. And probably what we're best known for, the primary way we do that, is through a winter-spring series of 12 movies starting in January and lasting through March. And then we have a series of 5 films in October that we always do too.
So those are the only 2 series throughout the year that the society puts on?
Those are the series that we have. And then what we do in the interim, we have a variety of programs, things like sponsoring when films will come to the Heritage Center. We're involved with sponsoring the Dakota Film Festival. We have grant programs for aspiring filmmakers, things like that. But it's all sort of in the same wheelhouse of bringing the excitement of film to Bismarck Mandan.
So you mentioned the winter spring series that runs from January into March.
Yes.
And so what's being shown, we're going to talk about just January today because there's a lot going on in this series. But so just in January, what is being shown?
Well, we're going to kick everything off on January 9th. We're always on Thursdays at the Grand, which is a magnificent place to see a show. We've got a 3 p.m. showing, and then we have a 5:30 showing. And one of the things we really like to promote is a season ticket. You can see 12 films for $25, and you cannot beat that pretty much anywhere. For the 5 film series we have in the fall, it's a $10 ticket, and that allows us to bring in the movies, have them at the Grand, and then being able to do the other things we do in the community with grants and sponsorships and things like that. Now, we're going to kick things off. We always try to have a real crowd pleaser for the beginning. We've got a documentary called Ask Dr. Ruth, which is about Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and even if you think you know everything about her, that's not even broaching the tip of the iceberg. This is an amazing woman who has had this remarkable life before anybody had heard of her. And of course, she was such a fixture when I was growing up, and now there's this new generation, and she's still there and still very lively and still just wanting to put out this positivity into the world. And I think people are really, really going to enjoy that one. So we have the documentaries, but we always try to mix it up. We like to have things like foreign films. We like to have classics. We like to have new things. We like to have independence. The next week, one of my favorite classics in this world, we are bringing in Mel Brooks's The Producers with Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel. And a lot of people now know it as the musical version. They had it at BSC a year or two ago. But this is the original. And it is one of those things that you're not quite sure how people got away with this in the 60s, but you're really glad they did. And one of the things I really love about Cinema 100 is that, especially with comedies, seeing it with an audience full of people laughing with you is way, it's so much more of an experience compared to just sitting and watching it on a screen at home. So I think people are really, really going to be excited for that. Then the next week, the 23rd, we're switching it up again, and we're going to have The White Crow, which is a ballet. It's not really a documentary. It's based on a true story, but it is a story about Russian ballet dancers, directed by Ralph Fiennes. I'm very curious to see this myself. I have not seen this movie. A lot of this is really a gamble, looking at reviews, seeing things that other people have liked. And this is honestly just a volunteer group. We get together. We have our lists of movies we've heard about that we want to see and we think other people would want to see. And we just kind of pull it all together and try to create a lineup that people are going to love. Now, the last one for January, I got to talk about this because Right now, you're seeing a lot of these best of 2019 lists coming out. And one of them that's showing up on a lot of these lists is The Last Black Man in San Francisco. So we're really, really excited to be able to bring this one in. It's about gentrification. It's gotten a lot of awards. It's really got this independent spirit about it. And I think people are really going to find this one fascinating. One of the things I love about movies in general, and then the movies that we bring in, is that it really brings in the whole thing Roger Ebert always talked about as how films are vehicles for empathy. You can see a story about someone that you thought you'd have nothing in common with, and suddenly you feel what they feel and you understand what they're going through. And I think this is going to be a movie where people are really going to come away from it. What do I want to say? They're going to come away from it thinking. And one of the really great things is if they want to talk about it, we can talk about it afterwards. A lot of people will just hang out in the lobby, usually close to that Moses statue that they have at the Grand and the little fountain they have there and talk about things. And then if people are interested and they want to grab a bite to eat and talk some more, usually people will go over to Hong Kong or another place like that and we'll have discussions afterwards. It's very casual. It's very come as you are, but it's really great because I know when I moved here, it was really nice to be able to meet people who are interested in the same things. And it's good to find people who you want to talk to. You've just been through this experience of seeing a film together, and now you have a chance to kind of mull it over. And that's another part of why it's great seeing a film in a group, in a theater setting like that, compared to sitting on your couch and kind of clicking through the algorithms on the TV.
Yeah, I know whenever I see a movie, especially going out to the theater, especially if it's based on a true story or something like that, I always find myself sitting in my vehicle in the parking lot for the next half hour just scrolling through IMDb or something like that on my phone, finding out more about the story that I just saw.
Yes.
And so I really like that you have that discussion ready, people willing to do that, to just sit there and talk about it right then, rather than people having to go to their phones and find things out like that.
Well, and it's kind of nice. One of the things I've noticed with Cinema 100 is that a lot of people like to do this as almost a group activity. They'll grab a friend. This might be your date night thing, whatever it is. Here's your opportunity to go and experience something with someone else and then being able to talk it over afterwards. And well, okay, we're only going to talk about January because there are some things coming up further along that are great that I'm really excited about too. But one of the things I really want to say is that this happens because there's just a small group of people who want to make it happen. And it's great because every time that you come in and you pay for the ticket and you're involved with it in any small way, you're a one small part of making sure that it can be around for another year or another year beyond that or another decade. And suddenly you've got 40 or 50 years under your belt and you wonder what happened. But we're really glad that it can keep going like this, because even though it started out in a time in the 70s where they would actually rent the film itself and run it, because there were not even video stores at this point, and all through the Blockbuster era and now into the Netflix and the streaming era, there's still something to be said for people saying, hey, here's some movies. We think you're going to like some of these. You might not like all of them, and that's okay. But here's your shot, your chance to see something new and different that you're not going to find anywhere else. And it's right here at the doorstep. And honestly, you know, a chance to go to the Grand and get some buttered popcorn and get like the icy that my daughter always gets when we go. I mean, there are a lot of good ways to get out and about. And when winter gets you down and when you want to hibernate, here's a chance to get out and go do something. And you're really, really going to be happy that you went.
And if you think of the cost of seeing 12 films, they're just regular films, $25 for 12 films that you probably want to see or you've never heard of,
right,
that will most likely be of some interest to you.
Exactly.
I think it's certainly worth your time. And there's two showings, 3 and 5:30, you said.
3 and 5:30.
And it's the same film both times.
It's the same film both times. You can buy your season ticket at the door from one of our friendly volunteers. Or if you just want to see one movie, You can go and pay the regular price at the Grand. That's totally fine, too. We really encourage people to get lots of concessions because the Grand is kind enough to let us have the space and to help us with the logistics of it. So if we can help promote, I know people have New Year's resolutions about eating less popcorn, but I disagree with this. So I would encourage everybody to come out, see the movies, load up on snacks, and have a great evening out.
Your New Year's resolution is to eat double the popcorn.
Exactly.
Double popcorn intake. That's
exactly. Sorry. Before we stop, I'd just like to remind that if people want to kind of keep up to date with what's going on with us, you can like us on Facebook. It's under Cinema 100 Film Society. Or we do have a website, which is www.cinema100.com. So either way, and then you'll have all the information. Come on out and come see a show.
Anita Casey Reed, a volunteer with the Cinema 100 Film Society, is my guest here on Radio Access Sessions 102 on Radio Access 102.5 FM and RadioAccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen. You've mentioned a few things that the ticket prices go to for Cinema 100. Part
yes.
of it is bringing films in. Part of it is grant programs. So mm-hmm. The money that you spend to go see these films isn't going into anyone's pockets, not anyone with the Film Society anyways.
No, exactly. It sits there until we push it out. And one thing I would really like to encourage, because I know there are a lot of people in town that have an idea and they think, you know, I would like to make a movie. Why not? You might want to take a look. Pretty soon on our website, we're going to have up information about our Aspiring Filmmaker Grant Program, where you just write up a very short proposal. If you've got something, we tend towards local filmmakers. And we want to encourage people who have an idea to make a film. Why not? There's never been an easier time to get your ideas out there. And there are so many really talented people in the Bismarck-Mandan community, and we want to be able to help support them. And it can be through grants like this. It can be through inspiring them by showing them what is possible with other people's films. It's by providing venues for short films like the Dakota Film Festival. I mean, we're all about the democratization of cinema. We loved good movies, and we love for people to get their stories out there.
Well, Anita, we'll have you back here in February to talk about the films that are going to be shown in February with the Film Society, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that grant program then.
Yes.
And all the other things that Cinema 100 is doing. And so we'll have you back in February to do that for sure, because we've already gone 10, 15 minutes here just talking about January. So I'm sure we'll do it again next month. So Anita Casey Reed, volunteer with the Cinema 100 Film Society, thanks for coming on to Radio Access Sessions and telling us about just 1 month of what Cinema 100 is doing.
Well, thanks, Josh. I could talk about it all day, and quite often I have. So yes, anytime you want me to come on here, I will be here.
Great. Thanks for coming on. And this has been Radio Access Sessions on Bismarck Mandan's community radio station, Radio Access 102.5 FM, streaming online at radioaccess.org. Again, my guest was Anita Casey Reed with the Cinema 100 Film Society, talking about just January for the society. We'll have her back in February to talk more about some of the films they're showing that month, as well as the grant program that we touched on a little bit today. If you want to listen to past episodes of Radio Access Sessions or listen to this one again, you can go to our website, radioaccess.org, and click on the podcast button. And right there, you'll see Radio Access Sessions, along with many other shows that air here on 102.5 FM in the Bismarck-Mandan community. Thanks for listening to this edition of Radio Access Sessions.